AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Federal authorities are warning Americans that Islamic State sympathizers are continuing to call for attacks on churches and other holiday gathering sites.
The warning was issued after a publicly available list of U.S. churches was posted on a militant's social media site. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued the warning to law enforcement agencies nationwide just days after the deadly attack at a Christmas market in Berlin. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for that. FBI spokesman Andrew Ames says the Bureau is aware of the list of churches posted online and is looking into the matter. Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
Israel's prime minister lashed out at President Obama, accusing him of a shameful ambush at the UN over West Bank settlements and saying he's looking forward to working with his friend, President-elect Donald Trump. President Obama says it's been an honor to serve as president during the last 8 years.
Together, we fought our way back from the worst recession in 80 years and got unemployment to a 9-year low. We secured health insurance for another 20 million Americans and new protections for folks who already had insurance.
He spoke in his weekly media address. He's now in Hawaii on the family's annual holiday vacation. In the Republican address, Congressman Tim Murphy talks about mental health care. He's a psychologist and says he knows, and too many suffering families know, that mental illness can have a negative impact on how Americans celebrate Christmas.
You know, if there's one thing we cherish at Christmas, it is the comfort and joy of being surrounded by the people we love. But every day, 959 lives are taken, directly or indirectly, by mental illness.
In the NFL, the New England Patriots crushed the New York Jets 41-3, getting underway this hour, Indianapolis at Oakland. This is AP Radio News. The president signs a new defense bill designed to sustain momentum in countering the Islamic State group. Nikki Mayo explains.
President Obama signed into law a defense policy bill that authorizes $611 billion to run the military in 2017. While the president praised provisions designed to further combat the Islamic State group, he offered harsh criticism to Congress's insistence on keeping the military base at Guantanamo Bay open. The president also says Congress failed to use the defense spending bill to reduce wasteful overhead and modernize military health care. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Pop star Ricky Martin is thanking fans for their support following the hospitalization of his father, Enrique Martin. The singer has issued a statement saying he's close to his father, along with his nuclear family, and thanking his supporters. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.